This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaBaim, Agon Erev Shabbos. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Ayin. Sif Beis. Ketanim Peturim L'Rabbeinu Tam Kishalai Higi L'Chidach. Ketanim are exempt, according to Rabbeinu Tam, before they reach the age of Chinuch. Isn't that obvious? If they didn't reach the age of Chinuch, then they're not chayiv in any mitzvahs. I guess one chiddush would be, you would think that Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim is different, and they would be chayiv. So the chiddush is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, they're not chayiv. And another chiddush is that when they are higiyah l'chinuch, they are chayiv. But chayiv means to say Shema bizmanoi, which is a very big chiyuv. Imagine you have an 8-year-old, and he wants to sleep, and you have to wake him up early for Zaman Kriya Shema. According to Rabbeinu Tam, they're chayiv. Ula Rashi afilu higiyah l'chinuch. According to Rashi, even if they reach the age of chinuch, mibnei she'enoi matzoi etzloi bizman Kriya Shema be'erev, because they're not with you at the time of Kriya Shema in the evening. V'yashen hu ba'boker, in the morning they're sleeping. So Rashi has a very big chiddush, that the mitzvah of chinuch does not demand that you train children in the Zman Kriya Shema. Why? Because they're not with you. They're not up in the morning, and they're not with you in the night. So you say, so what? But don't you need to train them? No, they never place that obligation on you. By the way, this chiddush of Rashi, l'chayra, would spell a nafgamina to many areas of halacha. For example, you know, let's say in the summer, when Havdalah could be 9:30 p.m., and you have a 6 or 7-year-old who reached the age of chinuch, do they have to stay up for Havdalah? According to Rashi, maybe not. You're not mechuyev to train them in something that they're not with you for. And the Mechaber concludes, V'roi linoi k'Rabbeinu Tam. It is fitting to accord yourself like Rabbeinu Tam. It says in Mishnah Brura, Rabbeinu Tam, Aval higi al chinuch, but if the kid did reach an age of chinuch, shu kvar, shis, kvar sheva, 6 or 7, chayiv aviv l'chanchoi, the father is obligated to train him. Uchumai b'shar kol mitzvos, v'gam sheyikrenu b'zman kriya shema, likewise that he read it at the zman kriya shema, im habrachos, lefanel l'achre, with the brachos before and after. Okay. Kishaloi higi al chinuch. When he did not reach the age of chinuch, according to Rabbeinu Tam, their pater says the Mishnah Brura mikamakim pasuk rishon shebekriya shema mitzvah l'aviv l'lamdoi mishiyadei l'daber. But the first pasuk of kriya shema, it's a mitzvah on the father to teach him when he knows how to speak. V'lav dafka bizman kriya shema, and it doesn't dafka have to be at the zman kriya shema. The Dirshu points out another nafgamina, whether there's a mitzvah of chinuch on Kiddush Levana. That according to Rashi, no, because the kid is not with you at night. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you would have to tell a 6 or 7-year-old, come with me to Mariv, Matzah Shabbos, so I could train you in the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. So even though the Shulchan Aruch says, Roi Linoik Rabbeinu Tam, if you think about it, we don't usually practice what Rabbeinu Tam says. Because most 6 or 7-year-olds, you know, you're not training them in mitzvahs that you do belayla necessarily. Most fathers do not bring a 6 or 7-year-old to Mariv, Matzah Shabbos, to do Kiddush Levana. So therefore, even though it's roi to follow Rashi, to follow Rabbeinu Tam, many are noyeg like Rashi. Fine. The Mishnah Berurah continues. That's the reason why they did not place on the father to train him, because the kid is not around, is not together with the father at that time. Look in the Bach, who writes, the imhu ben yud bei shana, that if he's 12 years old, the kulei alma, according to everyone, hutal al aviv l'chancha bezeh, it's placed on the father to train him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'roi l'nhoig, it is roi to be noyeg, roi to loymar, meaning to say, afagav de medina mistabra karashi, even though midin, meaning when the Mechaber says it's a roi l'nhoig Rabbeinu Tam, that means halachically it's mistabra like Rashi, that you don't have to train a kid. It's very interesting. By the way, let's say a kid is sleeping. The Rabbi Tzion Abishol says you don't have to wake up a kid for Zman Kriya Shema. Rav Yashiv says it is correct to wake him up, but if it's very difficult, you don't have to. And Bechlal, you only have to be makbid on the Zman of the Gra. Okay, Mishnah Berurah continues. V'roi l'noig rotzum afagal nivinim misar karash v'chein kasev ra afal pichin nochin l'noig karabin otan v'chimash n'dvei Rambam ayin b'lech ha-mishnah v'pnei Moshe al-Yishami ach b'tfila l'kulei alma chayiv im higia l'chinach. When it comes to davening in general, you do have to train a child if he's higia l'chinach. Lav davka bizman the tfila, but tfila you are chayiv. According to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you also have to train him to daven bizman tefila. It's only zman kriya shema that it's machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, and Rashi says you don't have to train them in zman kriya shema. But Reb Chaim says everyone agree you would have to train bizman tefila. Siv Gimel, hakoynes es habesula. We're learning subas now. So someone who is koynes habesula pater mekriya shema shloisha yamim. He's pater from Shema for 3 days, imloy asa masa. If he didn't yet do the maisa of breaking the basulim, neshu tar tirdas mitzvah. He is preoccupied in a tird of a mitzvah. Hani milu bezman rishon, that was only in the olden times. Aval achshav. But nowadays that nobody is mechavin properly. Aval achshav gam sharbnei adam ena mechavnik right. Nowadays that even the rest of people are not mechavin properly. Gam akonis says absula koire, even someone who marries a besula, right? Read Shema, v'ayin l'kaman siman tzadik tes, im shikar yikur k'shema. We'll see later on in siman samach tzadik tes whether someone who's drunk says Shema. Says Mishnah Berurah, ha-besulam neishu tarid tirda de mitzvah. He is preoccupied, a preoccupation of mitzvah. Shemachashev al esek besulam. He thinks about his responsibility to break the besulam. By an almana, if someone marries almana, he's not preoccupied. Mikriya Shema, uber chayseha, he's part of Shema in the brachas. V'adin mitfila, chamay shemavar lekaman mitzim kavav. Shloi sheyamim, 3 days, v'arba leilas, and 4 nights. Meaning, kagoyim nasu yam harvi b'tzarem, if he got married on a Wednesday afternoon, pater ad matzah Shabbos v'ad bechlal. He's pater. If he got married on Wednesday day, so then he's pater 3 days. That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Or he's pater 4 nights. So that would be Thursday, Friday. Or if he got married biyoyim haravi in the afternoon, he's pater ad matzah Shabbos. So the next night would be chamishi. Shishi, Matzoi Shabbos, that's 3 nights. So how do you get 4 nights? It says, Mishnah Berurah, V'lefam el mitzor arba yomim. Sometimes you could have 3 days, 4 days. K'goinim nichnas l'chobel b'yom ravi, ad shaloi kar kriya shema shel shachris. So if you got married in the morning before kriya shema shel shachris, so you're pater Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. Here we're talking about where you got married after this man kriya shema shel shachris. So it's 4 nights. If he got married Wednesday during the day, so that night is Wednesday night going into Thursday, Thursday night going into Friday, Friday night and Matzoi Shabbos, I guess. Im lo yasa maisa, aval acher maisa, after he does break the besum, she'ino torah, he's not preoccupied, chayev. then he would be chayv again. Likewise, from the fourth night and on, he's chayv in Shema, even if he didn't do bia yet. Why? Once the 3 days have passed and he didn't do the act, he gives up being able to do it, and he's not preoccupied. Koirei, so even someone who's kindness of Sula reads, he's obligated to read. The imbir chayse with the brachis kadin. The gam mispalal. He also has the davin. The kivin shechayv b'krishma chayv tefillah. Since he's chayv in shema, he's chayv in tefillah. Vim enoi koire. If he doesn't read, mechsi kiyuara. It's like gaiva, meaning the mechaber ended off that this tour is only back in the day. But nowadays, that most people don't have kavana, you have to say shema anyway. So somebody who wants to say, no, I'm not going to say shema because I won't be able to have proper kavana, that's gaiva. It's like showing that typically you are mechavin. Ula inyan tefillin ayin le'abasim lam nechassiv zayin b'mishnah berurah. Regarding tefillin, look earlier. What did we say le'gaiva tefillin? We brought there in Sivkat and Chav Gimel the name of the Oilas Tamid and the Chida that a Chassan and his whole group say Shema and they put on Tefillin and they're Mavarich. What about Shechrus Yikra Kriyashma Shem Nesvar Dabashich Zanah Kari Umispalo? There we learned in Siman Tzadik Tes that if you're just a little drunk, you say Shema and you daven. Dibizmanenu Belav Hochi Inon Mechav Nekol Kach. Because nowadays, anyway, we don't have so much kavana. But if you drank so much, you can't speak before a king. Ain likros, you don't say shema ulas palel and davin ad shiyasu yenameyalav until you remove the effects of the wine. What about other brachas when one is a shikar? The Rama says there you could be mavarch, but the Mishnah Berurah says according to the Grand Prima Gadim, lechatchila you should not make other brachas regarding benching. You should be careful not to be drunk. Meaning, the halacha is, you're not allowed to get drunk if you're in a meal, because the chachila, you're not a bench drunk. But if you're already drunk, then you could be mevarich. That's one of the reasons why a person has to, the opinion of the Rama, just to drink a little bit more than you're used to, is a much better way to fulfill the mitzvah, because the chachila, you're now to drink the amount that you'll be in a matzah that you can't be medarbel lefnei melech. Okay, Rabbi Say, have a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you very much.
Why is it better to not say Kriyishma than to say it without kavona? Like if we say, oh, nowadays you don't have kavona anyway, so might as well say it. Back then, if you're not gonna have kavona, don't say it at all. Why is that better?
It's a bizayon. It's like a disgrace. You're accepting the yoke of heaven. Better not to. Me bikesh zois miyadchem remois chatzeroi. I never ask such service. God's not interested. It's a disgrace.
And nowadays that, oh, you're not going to have kavana anyway, so might as well say it.
What, yeah, because it's not a disgrace, because it's not even within one's capacity. It's relative. It's relative to what a person's able to do. In other words, you know, a guy who walks into a shul holding like a gigas of you know, coffee. So do we say it's better for him not to come? Maybe. Say, so what do you mean? Everyone does it. Not everybody. In other words, there are certain relative forms of objective modes of behavior that are, if you're not gonna do it respectfully, yeah, it's better not to. So, well, you know, is it better for someone not to come to shul? Let's say he says, I'm going to have to talk. So is it better for him not to come to shul? He says, everyone's doing it anyway. No. The Berkei Yosef, the Chidah Pasen, better not to come. I don't think we would apply, well, nowadays everyone does, you know. There's still a threshold. Anyway, have a good Shabbos, everyone. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.